In Parshas Mishpatim, the famous pasuk that the Torah says, "Kol almona v'yosoim loisa anun." It's allowing the Torah not to pain an almona and a yosim. And then the pasuk says, "In im ane saane yosai." If someone does cause them pain and they cry out, it's hard even to finish saying over the psukim what the Torah says. V'chara api, Hashem is going to have a charenaf, and rachmona litzlan, what it'll do to those people. But I want to tell you something that's a chiddush that I think is not so well known. The Rambam, in a couple places, this part is well known. When the Rambam explains this lav, he said it's a we know that the Gemara in Bab Mitzia Daf Nun Ches Nun Tes learned out from a pasuk that there's a lav in the Torah Veinoas Dvarim. There's a lav in the Torah you're not allowed to hurt anyone's feelings. So the Rambam is saying that besides that it's so chomer that there's a lav in the Torah, you're not allowed to hurt anyone's feelings, there's a special lav not to hurt the feelings of an almona and a yosim. And by that, this lav of not hurting the feelings, not causing pain to an almona and a yosim, the Torah adds on, rachmona litzlan, a klola, what Hashem says he'll do to the person that causes pain to an almona and a yosim. That's by this special lav. So the Rambam says, this is, and the Sefer HaChinuch, this is going by an almono and a yosum, this special lav. But Rashi and Chumash doesn't learn the pasuk like that. It's really coming from a mechilta, and the Chofetz Chaim and Nagdama to the Lavin, to the Sefer Chofetz Chaim says, if you look at Rashi, do you know how Rashi teaches the pasuk? Rashi says it doesn't mean Dafka and an almona and a yosim that has this special chaymer of hurting their feelings. Rashi says it's going on any single person, and the Chofetz Chaim explains Rashi, any person that's tzebrochen, any person that's broken, any person that's in pain. And Rashi explains that an almona and a yosim is a classical case of somebody that's broken, of somebody that's tzebrochen. But hu adin, it goes also not only on alman and yosam, on anybody that's in it, tzebrochen, a situation, someone that's in pain, that's broken. This special lav with this klola rachmana litzlan, how careful you have to be with an alman and yosam, applies to any broken person. And I want to tell you something. I want to share with you a story. That there was somebody who wrote, someone who was very, very close to Reb Shlomo Zalman, extremely close. Everyone's known that Reb Shlomo Zalman, Orbel Zecharenu Livracha, was involved in tremendous amount of tzedakas, helping people out. There was someone who was so close to him, helping him out with so many tzedakas. He said one time did he ever see Reb Shlomo Zalman get upset, and it was at him, he said. So I don't want to mention his name. He said, one time Reb Shlomo Zalman got very upset at him. He said, do we know what that was? Somebody came into Reb Shlomo Zalman's house one morning after davening, and the person was shikr. The person was drunk. And he started saying, I want Reb Shlomo Zalman to sign a certain letter for me. And Reb Shlomo Zalman didn't want to sign this letter. And he said, he started going over to Reb Shlomo Zalman. He was about to get physical to Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. So this gabbai, tzedakah, picked up the person and took him out of the house. He said when he came back later, Reb Shlomo Zalman raised his voice at him. And Reb Shlomo Zalman said, how dare you take a broken neshama and throw him out of my house? How dare you do such a thing? So he told Reb Shlomo Zalman, but I was scared. He's going to hurt the Rav. He's going to hurt the Rosh Yeshiva. Reb Shlomo Zalman said, don't worry, I'll take care of myself. A tzebrachan, a person we don't start up with. You don't take a tzebrochen, a broken person, and take him out of my house. I don't care what he does to me. But this is this point. There's a special, special lav to be very careful not to hurt a broken person. And I want to tell you the personal story that was once happened with me. There was once involved some situation. I don't want to go into any details. Whatever it was, there was somebody, it was a question right or wrong, and there was two parties, and I was involved trying to help out the two parties how to deal with it. And one of the people happens to be, without going into details, they had a tzebrochen of life. They had a lot of tzaras. And I approached Reb Shmuel Feivelson, Zecherenu Livracha. So a Rebbe Muvik of my father's was Eingesund. And I asked Reb Shmuel Feivelson, I was just explaining the situation, and I explained to him, you know, who the people are, you understand the situation, what's the right thing to do? And I'll never forget what Reb Shmuel Feivelson told me. He said, you don't start off with a tzebrochen a person. That person's tzebrochen. It doesn't make a difference if he's right or wrong in this case. He said, you have to give in to that person. You don't start off with tzebrochen a people. Remember this klal, he said. And this is something that we have to take very to heart, because we live in a situation today that we don't know what people are going through. There could be people that look fine, look everything great, and they may be much more tzebrochen than almonas and yesoimim. There's a gemara that the gemara says that if rachmona litzlan, a gemara in brachas, if someone has a child in their house that goes letar b'sra, rachmona litzlan, that goes off the derech, the gemara says that could be more painful than milchemes goig umogoig. You hear that? That could be more painful. So you don't know what someone's going through today. So let us be very, very careful when we deal with a regular person, besides that it's a lav in the Torah of Einos Tvarim, not to hurt anyone's feelings, but it's a special chomer shebechomeris. Mamish, such a terrible thing what it says. If someone's metzayer and almana and yosem, and Rashi is saying from a mechilta, that it goes on any tzebrach in a person. Let us be very careful, because we never know what someone else is going through.